There was lots of blue and gold in the land of green and white for the 2019 Michigan FFA State Convention, where star awards were handed out, students competed in competitions, and we caught up with National FFA Officer Adrian Shunk. I'm Janelle Bros, and this is Farm News 5. The Michigan FFA named their 2019 stars. The Star in Agriscience was awarded to Raylan Fry of Springport. Star in Placement honors went to Jacob Sprague of Durand. And Miriam Cook of Ionia FFA took home the Star in Production honors. I had the chance to speak with all three of them.
I have three SAEs, and my first SAE that I started was showing pigs at the Calhoun County Fair. I grew up around livestock at my grandparents used to have a cow farm, and then my cousins always showed pigs, so I just grew up with it, and I started that SAE first. And then a year ago, I did a research project for this at Arthur Berkey Science Fair, where I tested the BRICS levels in corn. And then that led me to my job at Michigan Ag Research, which is my placement SAE, and I work there throughout the school year. I plan to continue my work at Michigan Ag Research while I go to Jackson College to study agricultural technologies, and then I'll see where that leads me.
Well, I have many SAEs. My first one would be working at our family cash crop farm, which is in Durand, Michigan. Second would be is working at Davenport Farms, which is a dairy farm. And then also, when I was 16, I had the opportunity to go out to Pinedale, Wyoming, and work on a cattle ranch and as well as a post yard. So I worked out there as well. I plan on attending Michigan State, and then I plan on majoring in ag business and then minor in crop and soil science. And then with that degree, I am hoping to do whatever it takes. That way I can eventually start my own like cow-calf operation.
So I have a lot of different SAEs. My SAE originates, I live on a 300 cow rotational grazing dairy farm. So right there is where I start. I've got about 30 head on that farm, anywhere from young stock to milking cows. And then on top of that, I work on the farm. It's an unpaid placement with my parents. And then on top of that, I've built on top of it. So I have two horses that I currently own. I have started a little Nigerian dwarf goat herd that's a little bit of my pride and joy there. I got a little 5 head at the current moment, about ready to kid soon here. And then I also show dairy steers and I sell them at my local 4-H fair. My experience personally, I haven't been in FFA long. I've only been in it for 2 years and I've only known about it for 4 total. I'm the first one in my family to be in it. So a lot of it came from talking to other FFA members. And I learned that if you have an interest within FFA and you want to go farther, just reach out of your comfort zone and ask someone for help, and they are more than willing to help you. I had so many FFA members and so many past FFA members come in and help me and talk to me and give me tips and advice and everything, and I learned that you just need to step out and ask them, and they're more than willing to give back to you.
Over 2,000 blue and gold jackets descended on the campus of Michigan State University for the 2019 Michigan FFA State Convention. The convention gives students opportunities to participate in various competitions. New Lothrop FFA came to Michigan State University for the convention to compete in the Ag Issues competition, where they discuss the pros and cons of solar farms.
You may think that this is true. I strongly disagree with your stance on this issue. Solar farms are very expensive to install, and they're also taking away from our valuable farmland. On average, 1 megawatt of solar power costs $1 million to install. This is a huge expense that I never see solar farm companies getting back out of it.
You're right, that is expensive. But the installment cost is not something I have to pay as a farmer. That's something handled by Michaela's company. Not to mention that I make $1,200 per acre annually for a 25-year contract.
Well, I learned a lot about solar farms. I learned to talk in front of people. I know that's like a basic answer, but it's definitely taught me to be more personable and be able to communicate with anybody.
Adrian Shunk, past Michigan FFA State President and current National FFA Officer serving as the Eastern Region Vice President, came back home to Michigan for the convention to meet with students and provide a unique workshop.
So Abby, my friend here, just spoke up and decided to share an answer. And in this environment, what we're going to do is we're going to make sure to recognize folks who step out of their comfort zone to take a leadership role like Abby just did. While I'm here presenting a workshop here in Ag Hall, I get to talk to students about a message that I call already enough and always more. So we talk about the dichotomy of how do we believe and have confidence that we're already enough while still striving to grow and using that confidence every day of our lives to improve as leaders.
I've been on the road quite a bit this year. You know, I've been to Tennessee, to Pennsylvania, Maryland, West Virginia, Illinois, pretty much a whole lot of states so far. And I've learned a ton about not only leadership in FFA, but also about the people in this organization. And I've really learned the power of relationships and how our FFA members are building relationships every day to strengthen their own chapters in the agriculture industry. And it's been really a phenomenal journey.
Ready? One, two, three.
Already enough, always more.
With Farm News 5, I'm Janelle Bros. Have a great week of farming.